Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Good morning. Blessings to you on this Monday. My name is Kim Lang, and I'm here in the studio with my husband, Reed Lang.
Hey.
Together we pastor Water Ministries, located on 3rd Road in Dresden, Missouri. Well, our theme this week is New Life in Christ, and this morning, Pastor Reed will be sharing the message. Our scripture passage is found in Acts chapter 9, verses 36 through 41. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You know, Kim, sometimes when people leave this earth, there's lots of people that are sad and affected. Now, if we, as Christians, if we know someone's gone to heaven, part of us rejoices, but always there's a part of us that can be sad too, because we miss them, and we won't be able to see them till we get to heaven also. But the thing is that this was a real testimony. All these people were grieving her loss and showing Peter, when Peter got to the house, they were showing, look, this is what she did. They were bragging on her. They missed her so much. What a testimony for someone when you leave a hole, when you leave this earth, where this woman was loved. She loved others. People felt her compassion. She did good deeds for people. Like I said, I'm not against charity at all. It's a good thing to do. But we need to receive Christ first. It needs to be out of a saved relationship. But as we were saying, now, all these people that called for Peter, what were they expecting from him? Now, you could say, well, he's the minister. He should come and pat him on the head and hold their hand and make him feel better. Well, no, they weren't expecting that. Because in Jewish tradition, you're buried within 24 hours. You know, when Jesus died, they got the ointments ready. They got all the, maybe the flowers that they needed. They got all the stuff ready right away. Now, these people weren't preparing for a burial. What did they expect? They expected Peter to raise her from the dead. Now, there's people in the listening audience who go, yeah, right, someone raised from the dead. Well, you know what? If you believe in God, who basically spoke the world into existence and scattered the stars, you know, who could basically play basketball with the sun if he wanted to. I mean, is there anything too hard for God?
God's, that's right.
God is able to do things.
Amen.
But the thing is God usually only does things in response to faith. And these widows who loved Dorcas, they had faith. And that's all it took. And what Peter did was he kneeled down and he got up and he told her to arise from the dead. Now, we also remember that Peter was with Jesus when Jesus rose, the Jairus' daughter, the little 12-year-old girl who had died. What Jesus did was he got everybody out of the room that didn't have faith, you know, because there's unbelief, and unbelief can quench
Spirit of God.
Quench the Spirit of God, right. So the thing is that they wanted the unbelief out. So Jesus got the unbelieving people out of the room, and only the parents and the key disciples were there. And he took her by the hand, and Jesus said to the little girl, Talitha kumi, which means in his language he was speaking, little girl, I say, arise. So Peter did the same thing. He got everybody out of the room that may not have the faith that was needed, and he took her by the hand and said, Tabitha kumi, which means Tabitha, arise. So he did exactly what he saw Jesus doing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason we don't have miracles is not because God's out of the miracle business. Now, I know people that have been miraculously healed of things that no earthly doctor could heal them from, but God healed them. And I've seen it myself. And miracles still happen today, but they don't happen today as much as because our faith
seems to be watered down, if there at all, yeah.
Our faith isn't as strong as it needs to be. And I'm speaking of myself too. I need to increase my faith so God can use me more. And that's true for all of us. You know, those people who are Christians can do miracles if they have the faith for it, because God hasn't changed. The same God that raised that young Christian, that young lady Dorcas, Tabitha, from the dead, he can still raise the dead today. But I do want to make one more point that's important. More important than being raised from the physical dead is being raised from the spiritually dead. If people go into a church and they hear the Bible preached and it's the Word of God and they receive it, they can receive Christ into their lives. Because if people don't have Christ in their life, they're spiritually dead. Because Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. No one can come to the Father but by me. If we receive Christ into our life, we receive the resurrection power of His Spirit. Now, I don't want to act like raising people from the dead is just something that's common. It only happened 8 times in the whole Bible. But what I'm saying is if God can raise people from the dead, He can certainly do smaller things. God still heals today if there's faith. God still brings people to be saved and receive Christ. That's a small miracle. Jesus said that the followers of Christ will do greater things than he did. Now, how is that true? How is that possible? Well, because Christ hadn't died on the cross yet, so people couldn't be saved, because Jesus needed to die for our sins for the Holy Spirit to be able to come in and dwell inside us. So the thing is that a Christian, when he shares Christ with somebody, like I'm trying to do to the listening audience right now, I want to share with them Christ and what he did and how they can receive Christ according to the Word of God. If they receive Christ, that's being raised from the spiritually dead, which is a greater miracle than Christ could have done, because Christ hadn't died. He couldn't lead somebody to a salvation experience because he hadn't died yet. So those believers in the listening audience, be encouraged that you can do something greater than Christ did while he was alive, because you can lead people to Christ. Because now that he's dead, there's nothing standing in the way between people and their God. Give your life to Christ, who loved you and died for you. He loves you still. Amen. Go ahead, Kim.
Oh, this is Kim and Pastor Kim and Pastor Reed from Dresden Water Ministries. We'll be with you all week.
Amen.
Talk with you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Bye. By the way, if you do not have a church, you can call your home. Please come and visit us at Dresden. Or if you have any questions or prayer requests, please call 660-343-3650.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Oh, to declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.